and welcome to the Diz Dads Podcast Midweek Destinations and Diversions Show. It's the Dad Show, your hump day Disney vacation fix for Wednesday, July 2nd, 2014. The Dad Show is brought to you by Kingdom Strollers. Kingdom Strollers is Orlando's premium stroller and crib rental vendor. Why pay more for a less comfortable, less versatile stroller in the theme parks? Make your reservation at kingdomstrollers.com. You'll pay less for the rental, and they'll deliver the stroller of your choice to your resort and pick it up from the resort at the end of your vacation for free. Kingdom Strollers, your first choice for Orlando stroller rentals. Today on the Dad Show, we're going to be doing something a little different. I know that normally we're talking about a trip report or talking about somebody's vacation they've already taken. Instead, today, I'm going to be talking with David Kittle about his new iOS app that he's developed. It's called Magic Band Budget, and it's designed to help really with all of our trips. So welcome to the show, David.
Hey, Aaron. Thanks for having me.
So, you know, normally on this slot, we have been doing a lot of trip reports, and you know, we've done some other things here too, but our focus often is on, you know, kind of maximizing our vacation experience. And when you contacted me about this new app you were working on, I thought, this is a perfect subject for a dad show, because what's dad like better than making sure that, you know, first of all, the combination of tech and keeping the vacation spending under control, right?
Yeah, and money. Don't forget money. We all like to save money, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so pretty much that was the whole point of it. I mean, Disney is getting more expensive every single year, so any little bit of savings we can do, I mean, I'll take, and you'll take, any dad will take. Kids are expensive, so that's why we do it.
Sure, sure. So why don't you start out by giving us a little bit of an overview of what the Magic Band Budget app does. What's its purpose?
So the main purpose of the Magic Band app is really to keep you aware of your final account bill. Basically, Magic Bands are so easy to use. You kind of get all the control, which Disney wants.
I was going to say that's part of, you know, Disney's goal in rolling them out.
Hey, and I don't mind giving Disney lots of my money. It's money wealth. Spend. But basically, Magic Band Budget is there to let you keep that spending under control.
Okay. So why don't we take a step back now that we know kind of what it's for, and talk to us a little bit about how it was that you came to develop this app. Is app development something you do, you know, as a profession all the time, or is this a one-off project?
Yeah, no, actually, I'm a product designer during the day. I design playgrounds, so it's a little different. I've designed several apps since 2008, and my first app actually was designed back in 2008. Me and my wife went on a cruise in 2007, and right before we had my first daughter. And we had a great time until that bill came at the last day. And I was like, oh, my goodness. Man, we really did have fun. So it's like there's got to be a better way to be able to, like, find out how we can save some money. Just after that is when the iPhones came out. And we're playing around on them. I was like, you know what? I think I might want to make an app to help cruisers keep track of their onboard spending.
Okay. So the background of the app is it grew out of your experience on a cruise ship. And that makes sense because it's a very similar kind of situation where, you know, during your vacation, you're just, you know, handing them that card, that magic card, and you don't even think about it until that bill lands, you know, under your stateroom door on the last day.
Exactly. Disney is totally taking a page out of the cruise handbook. I mean, they have cruise ships, so obviously they know how to do it. But yeah, I guess a year and a half ago, me and my family were able to go to Disney World and Disneyland in the same year.
Oh, nice.
And I found myself using the cruise car control app while at Disney World and Disneyland. So I said, you know what? I think we have something here. We should make an app that does it for the Magic Bands. So.
Okay.
And we put some other cool little features in there as well to help the Disney guests change some things around to kind of make it work better for that experience.
Well, so talk to me a little bit about these things that you've added into the app that make it more than just a memo pad to write down amounts. What are the things that you did that make this especially useful for a Walt Disney World or Disneyland traveler?
Okay, yeah, great. So basically, you can budget everything before you leave. You can put in all your costs. You set a budget. It gives you a graph of how much money you have to spend. As you go around the park, you can create custom categories, input costs, and then it'll show you how much money you have left and show you the percentage you've used. There's also a countdown clock to get you really excited for Disney World, because half the fun at Disney World is getting excited for it, planning it. So there's a countdown clock where you can customize a message, say, the Smith's Disney vacation is in blah, blah, blah days.
Sure.
There's also animated monorails that go across the screen that are really cool. You can choose, I think, 12 different colors of the Disney World monorails. We also included some Disneyland monorails in there. And there's also a cool little section that's tips and tricks to use while in the park. So it's just different tips and tricks to save you money. And then finally, there's also a savings account tracker, because I know we save a lot for Disney World because it does cost a lot of money. So this kind of keeps track of how much you have in your savings for Disney World and how much you have left to go.
So the beauty of it is that it really works at both ends. You can start with it and track your savings toward, the goal that you budgeted for. And then once you're on your vacation, you can use it to sort of help track how you've used what you've saved.
Correct. Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's terrific. And what I like about that is that it's a great tool, not just for dad as a tool to keep track of what you're spending and, to do the budgeting, but if you include your kids with you in this process, it's a really great educational tool for kids to see, what it took to save up to do something like this. And then, when you're on that vacation and the I want start, to be able to show them, remember how we watched this grow and this is how it's spending down, and helping show them, how to make smart decisions as a consumer.
Yes, I mean, it's a valuable tool to teach your kids finance. It's very important. And this is a fun way to be able to show them, hey, we budgeted this amount and we've used this amount. So therefore, do you have enough for those Mickey ears?
That's right. And so you said you've used it both at Disney World and Disneyland. Why don't you give me some examples of, ways in which you used it when you were using it sort of in its infancy, right, before it was so it was customized for the Disney parks. But talk a little bit about the ways that you used it and ways that you found it useful.
Yeah, so one of the things that we really wanted to do, because the Magic Bands are really easy to use, we didn't want to make the app really hard to input a cost. So we have two choices you can do. You can do a quick cost or a detailed cost. So the quick cost, you're just taking your phone off, you're hitting the total, you're inputting the number, and you're done. It goes into the final Magic Band account balance. But if you want to put some more detail in there, you can put dates, you can put a full description, you can take a picture of the product or the receipt. So you can do a little as you want or as much as you want. And the way I basically used it was, it was up on my iPhone the whole time when I used the Magic Band. I just pull out my phone, tap in the amount that I paid, and I put the phone back in my pocket, and it just makes a running tally for you.
Okay, and is there a way to just, you know, sort of quickly choose a category, for example, if I want to assign it to, you know, the food category versus the souvenir category or something like that?
Yeah, exactly. So all your categories are listed. You can sort them any way you want. You can create custom categories. And to input a cost, you just hit that total of that category cost, and that will add it to that specific category, which you can go into later on and see the various totals that you've used so far in that specific category, as well as the overall budget.
See, and, you know, that actually leads me to another sort of interesting use of it, which is that it seems to me that it would make this app sort of ideal to do the comparison that a lot of us have talked about doing lately, which is, you know, dining plan or no dining plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of the discussion we've had lately is that most of the time, you know, the dining plan's probably not a real cost savings. There's mm-hmm. a convenience there, but maybe not such a cost savings. And the best way, it seems to me, to find out is to have a tool like this that, you know, tracks that data about what you spent on the meal, you know, easily and in the moment, so that you're not having to try and shuffle for your receipts later.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and we have plans in the future to add maybe a dining plan counter, see how many points you have left. I mean, we really want to make this app not just budget. We're going to be expanding it. We've already started on an Android version. There's lots of features that we have going in the background that we really want to keep this app going, because, I mean, first and foremost, I'm a huge theme park junkie, and Disney World is so much fun, and we're all great fans, and all the people involved in it are so good. So we just want to keep this app going and kind of go in the direction of that passion.
Yeah, I think you'd have a lot of interest from people in that extra feature of, you know, being able to track dining plan entitlements and things like that. That would be really useful.
Yeah, and I'd like to mention too, we're having a giveaway right now on our website. So we're having a giveaway. We're giving away a $25 Disney gift card. We're giving away a pack of 4 Magic Bandits. Those are the little charms that you can decorate your Magic Band with. Sure. And then we're also giving away a free download for Magic Band Budget, the app. And you can enter that contest at our website. It's www.magicbandbudget.com.
Yeah, and we'll put that link in the show notes too, so you can get yourself registered for that giveaway. Do you know when the drawing is scheduled to take place?
The drawing's going to be, I believe, in 1 month.
Oh, good. Okay. So we're going to have this podcast will go up on July 2nd. You'll have about a month to enter the contest for the gift card and the Magic Band decor. And you know, we should tell people, what's the app cost?
The app is $2.99 in the Apple iTunes store.
Okay. And is it listed in the store already, or is it is this a coming soon thing?
Yes, it's in the store right now. You can search Magic Band Budget, and it's the only app that comes up. So it's very easy to find.
That's good. That's good. Okay, so you've already talked about looking forward to expanding it, obviously, you know, making it accessible to more people by rolling it to Android as well. You talked about, you know, being able to add in some other features like tracking dining credits, things like that. Any other long-term plans for the app?
You know, right now you have to input costs by themselves. You have to do that. So we're really looking into how can we integrate that so you don't even have to input costs. So that's something we're researching right now. I think we might have found some way of doing that. Obviously, that'd be the best choice, but there's a lot of issues with that. Obviously, Disney's not going to let us into their payment system.
Right.
I think there's some other ways to do that, and we're kind of looking into that right now, but that's a little bit further down the line.
Sure.
Right now, we just want to make this one as seamless and as user-friendly as possible first.
Sure, sure. So I guess the next question I have to ask is, you know, sounds to me like you've mentioned you're a theme park junkie in general. You obviously are into the technology thing as well. So maybe give us an idea of what are some of the other smartphone apps that you use that you find helpful in theme parks. So maybe we can talk a little bit about how Magic Band Budget sort of is part of the toolkit.
Yeah, I love roller coasters. So there's a cool app called Coaster Count. So basically, you input all your all the coasters you've ridden. There's another cool little app that measures the G-force on your body as you go through a roller coaster, which I thought was pretty cool using the technology in the iPhones, that the accelerometer and kind of reports how thrilling a ride is.
What's that one called?
You know, I don't remember the name offhand. I think it's like G-force reader, okay, something like that.
I can't help but get struck. You know, apps like that I think are great sort of teaching tools with kids. As I was talking about, you know, using the budgeting, the same kind of thing. I like to sneak a little physics into my theme park enjoyment when I can get away with it.
Yeah, totally. I've been training my kids very slowly. So my 3-year-old was on a 100-foot coaster, which was great. So, yeah.
I have one child who is a definite thrill junkie, and, you know, she'll ride things that even I won't ride. and another one that is getting there, but he's a little bit more reticent.
Yeah, that's okay. You don't want to take them on there if they're not ready either, because then you'll scare them for life.
Exactly.
That's why Disney's so great. You can pretty much get them on anything. My daughter went on Yeti last time, and yeah, she's like, no, I don't think I'm going to go on Everest next time.
Well, that's the story I tell about my son riding Expedition Everest, is that, you know, I got him to ride it once, and usually his feeling is that he's only kind of okay with anything the first time he rides it. Then the second time he likes it better because he kind of understands what's coming, so he doesn't get scared by it. But so we took him on Expedition Everest once. We rode it back the second time. He said, yeah, I liked it better. And asked him if he wanted to go again. And he said, no, I think if I went again, I would throw up. I said, oh, really? Said, yes, but I could go a fourth time.
Yeah, but did he notice the Yeti?
Well, he noticed the Yeti. And the thing that gets him is the switch backwards.
Oh, yep.
But you know, the trick was that somehow he was convinced that if he rode a third time, he would throw up. But if he rode a fourth time, he would be fine. So he would only throw up every other time.
Well, that's good to know.
It is. I decided not to test the theory because I'm generally the one who has to sit next to him.
Nice.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about, you know, your next plans to get out and test your Magic Band Budget app?
So we're actually going down in the middle of July, actually. So
right around the corner.
Can't keep us away too long. So yeah, we're actually just passing through. But I was like, hey, we gotta eat. So we're gonna come in, go to Downtown Disney, do a little boardwalk action. So yeah, I'm excited just even if we're not gonna be going to any parks, just to get in the atmosphere and just sure, to kind of be in the moment there.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I think this Magic Band Budget app is something that fills a niche. You know, my Disney World sort of tech tools tend to be My Disney Experience app and, Touring Plans, their Lines app for mm-hmm, wait times and things. Neither of those are really great tools for keeping track of spending and, you know, keeping track of how I'm doing in terms of my budget. And I got, you know, more general budget tools you know, on my smartphone. I use Mint. But those don't do nearly as good a job of sort of project tracking, which is, it seems to me, more what this is like.
Yeah, and they're almost too developed for what you need as well.
Exactly.
Because I had those apps as well, and, you know, they're almost confusing of how to use it. So they do a great job for your personal finance, because your personal finance is crazy. There's bills all over the place. You don't need that type of infrastructure for a Disney World trip. You need something easy and quick that you can find easily and input easily. But yeah, the Touring Lines app is amazing that they can do all that thing, all the things with that. And the Disney Experience app is just getting better and better every single minute. So
they're certainly not going to help us keep a restraint on our spending. So
no, they won't. But that's okay.
And I do, you know, one thing I noticed about your app is that, you know, all the data is contained there within the app. And given the challenges with, you know, getting good data service sometimes in the parks, I think that's a welcome thing. You know, it's less of a drain on the battery, and there's much less concern about, you know, losing information in transit.
Yeah, exactly. That's one of the things we wanted to do. We didn't want you to have to use your data plan at all. Everything's stored on your app. So even if you're in the middle of Pirates of the Caribbean, you can still check your budget.
Yeah, although please don't, because the light pollution in the dark ride is really annoying.
Yeah, taking pictures, right, exactly. With the iPad.
Save it for, you know, something outdoors.
Something I would like to mention too, though, is that you can also double check your expenses, because mistakes happen on vacation.
Sure.
So you'll have a running tally of yourself that you can double check your bill with in case there was a mistake. Maybe you're charged double on for another night in the room, and you'd be able to see that because you were tracking it.
Yeah, that's a good point, because, you know, we've had that come up at times where there's a double charge, or you know, there's a you buy something in a store, and, you know, the charges get mixed up, and, you know, you've got your receipt from the store, but you don't think about it sometimes until you know check back at it, and there are those times, you know, that, look, it's a high volume situation at Disney World, so mistakes happen, and it is nice to be able to double check it.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like a security blanket.
Sure. Okay. Well, you know, is there anything about your app that we haven't talked about that you think people need to know?
I think we got everything covered. I mean, yeah, I think we did. It's a great little app, and I welcome any feedback that you guys may have or think that you may improve. So yeah, welcome everything that you do. And if you do download the app, if you could give it a review in the iTunes store, that helps us a lot.
All right. Well, that's terrific. You know, David, I think this app that you've created is, like I said, a really great, you know, piece to the toolkit. It fills a niche where most of the other, you know, apps that I'm using to plan my trip or to execute my trip, you know, it's a gap, and you think you filled it really elegantly. So thank you for that. I encourage you to check the app out. It's called Magic Band Budget. If you do that search on iTunes, it'll come up. I will also have a link to it in the show notes. Thanks again, David.
Hey, thank you again, Aaron, for having me.
And enjoy your trip.
All right, you too.
One little spark of inspiration is at the heart of all creation, right at the start of everything that's new. One little spark lights up for you. Oh, hello there. So glad you could come along. I am the Dream Finder. Musical notes, what delightful melodies those will make. I love these flights of fancy, searching the countryside for sounds, colors, ideas, anything that sparks the imagination. A sunbeam, that's a good one. everything that I can collect can inspire amazing and marvelous new ideas. And you never know what kind of figment you may come up with. Here's my favorite. Two tiny wings, eyes big and yellow, horns of a steer, but a lovable fella. From head to tail, he's royal purple pigment, and there, voila, you've got a figment of imagination.